All right, let me show you the scripture here. It's in Acts 7, not Acts 3. We'll start at verse 36. He brought them out after that he showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. People have been brought out with signs and wonders. And that is this Moses which said unto children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you, brethren like unto me, him you shall hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them and in their hearts turned back again to Egypt. This is Stephen's defense before the religious leaders who were in the church politics system, who were under the Idumeum, the Esau, the son of Esau, and Herod, who, and the priests were under them. They were serving him in the temple. They were under that political religious system. And they said to him, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. They have all this great revival, signs and wonders, and God came, and the people see who God is, and his deliverance, and then they run back in their hearts to Egypt, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For this Moses, which brought us up out of the land of Egypt, what not has become of him? And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice to the idols, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. They said, wow, this calf, this golden calf, this prosperity movement that we've helped, you know, we did this with our own work. This is what we worship, our own works. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the hosts of heaven, as it is written in the book of prophets. Well, you asked of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan, figures which you have made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness. Okay? The tabernacle of witness. The witness of who God is and was. In the wilderness, what heaven is about. And the way to get there by metaphor. It's a type. As he appointed, speaking unto Moses, that they should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. This is David. He had favor before God. He was appointed by God. He was anointed by God. And desired to find a tabernacle, a place for God, for the God of Jacob. And then verse 47. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands, as says the prophet. This is prophet Isaiah. And this goes through verse 50 in Acts 7. But I'll finish the prophecy in Isaiah. Howbeit the Most High dwells not in the temples made with hands, as says the prophet. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has not my hands made all things, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart? You always resist the Holy Spirit, as your father did, so do you. And he goes on to bring a railing indictment. This is against them. And the political, church politic of leaders at the time. Here you are. Which of the prophets have your fathers persecuted? And which have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the just one, of whom you have now been betrayers and murderers? Who have received the law by the disposition of angels? Ye have received the law and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on them with their teeth. And then they murdered him. This is Stephen. Chapter 66. Thus, this is the prophecy from Isaiah that Stephen was speaking. Thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all things have mine hand made, and all these things, those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and tremble at my word. Jesus was born in a manger. Revivals are not made by man. If they are, they are man-made revivals and moves the Holy Spirit. Revivals are customarily forged in some obscure prayer room with a few people crying out to God, oftentimes for years. And then the Holy Spirit will come and move. And this indictment, this En Rogel, this place where the messengers of God who are hiding in the wells, they're hiding in the wells and they're trying to warn David because of the usurpation of God's house, his tabernacle, his building program. This is thus, these outpourings. All the time, you're looking for this or that or for God to do this. They put God to the test. They ran after their own, back to Egypt, their own ways, their own Christian entertainment. And there's this humble contriteness and brokenness. They have their large program. They spend all this money. And they don't spend the time with God seeking him because they want a soulish experience of signs and wonders. But they, in their hearts, they still run back. They still run back to Egypt. They still worship in the wilderness all their gods. And God said he wasn't pleased with them. He was not pleased with them. And they were put in the scriptures as a sign to us not to do what they had done. Because that generation did not enter in to the promises of God, to the inheritance, to the birthright and blessing of eternal destiny. Not temporal, what I can get now and living for now. Oh, brothers, let me finish this off with Hebrews chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. The early church was called the Church of the Way, because Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. The spirit of truth is the spirit of prophecy, is the spirit of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And the text is the text of who Jesus was. He kept all the law perfectly. And he is the apostle in profession, high priest of our profession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who has built the house has more honor than the house. Okay, we're looking at the man, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, who built the house. He's the chief cornerstone. The plumb line, the level of the ways of God line up with Jesus Christ as our example. So, if we're not doing it Jesus' way, then it's not lining up with the correct foundations. We're not building the right house. We're building something else of a worldly construct of our own deceptions. We're not walking in truth. And we have to examine who Jesus is in the scriptures. There were only three times that I know of that he had large meetings. And he spoke in parables, metaphors, to the great crowds. And then quietly, privately, he took his disciples aside and explained to them the teachings, because they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear, lest they turn and repent and be healed. That God is actually leading them into their own deception. You have to pursue Jesus in a discipleship, completely surrender to him with all of your heart and soul and strength and mind. You've got to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. On this, the whole law and the prophets hang, not on a big pyramid ministry, and I'm the captain, I'm the top, the Lord of the pyramid, and I got tens and tens of thousands and thousands of believers, people following me, my ministry, my business plan for ministry, and for worldly accolades, because now I'm somebody. For every house is built by some, that's Egypt. Moses tried to get the people out of Egypt, and he took them and they dwelt in tents in the wilderness to get Egypt out of them. To understand, it's a relational. For every house is built by some man, but he that build all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ is son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my works for 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we may be made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast and the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear that he should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And I'm not talking false fear and phony fear. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into his rest, as he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the earth. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on his wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. All right. Revival is taking place in Syrian refugee camps, in the tents, in the great affliction. And God is coming with signs and wonders. There are people who are trying to make a revival happen in large stadiums to make false prophets who prophesied these things to make their prophetic words happen. And yes, Balaam was a false prophet, and he prophesied blessings over the children of Israel. And they will have their great grand meetings that, you know, charge it on their credit cards. These are not God's ways. God doesn't bring us into credit card slavery. God doesn't tell our children to come here for a one-time signs and wonders experience. Discipleship is a consistent daily abiding with Jesus, walking, talking, eating, drinking, listening to his teachings, applying them, denying ourselves, taking up our cross, following him. It is not thousands of dollars for a one-time jolt experience when our daily life is inconsistent with walking in his ways and the path that the shepherd leads us. And his order, his governmental order. He is the head of his house, not Herod the Idumean, not the Pharisees and Sadducees, not the teachings of men, but of a humble and contrite heart, a broken spirit. This is whom God dwells with. All right, be blessed. Be encouraged. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.